good evening and welcome everyone to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School. It's a cold Thursday night, but we're indoors for boys basketball in the Central Minnesota Conference tonight. Piers and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. As James Carr and the Lakers face Joe Call and the Pioneers tonight here. You can probably hear the pep band for the Lakers in the background talking with their activities director, Scott Burney, before the game. He said, Rick, you're in luck tonight. You're going to be able to witness the first ever performance by the new Howard Lake Waverly Winstead dance team. They just started that up, so that'll be coming up at halftime. JV goes to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight. They win by 5, 53-48 over the Pioneers. So we'll be back. We'll visit with head coach Joe Call. We are just under 5 minutes on the countdown clock before the start of tonight's ballgame between Piers with a record of 2-7, 0-2 in the conference, 4-8 for the Lakers. James Carr's squad is 1-1 within Central Minnesota Conference play. Back with Coach Call after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the 2-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our 4 stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he is the head coach of the Pierce Pioneers, Coach Joe Call. And Coach, back to CMC action here. You get Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the road. Tough place to play, but guys got to find a way. Sometimes it's just got to be within your own self to find a way to win.
Yeah, you bet. And that's what we talk about. We always say winners find a way to win, and that's what I've been telling these guys. And, you know, we all believe they're winners. They just got to find a way now. And, you know, it comes down to playing two full halves competitively and getting after it and try to get those 50-50 balls and cut down on the turnovers, the unforced turnovers, and take advantage of, when we get a turnover. So we can't keep getting a turnover and then give away a turnover. So we gotta make sure we take advantage of the good things and continue to work hard.
Yeah, you mentioned when we were chatting a little bit here, every team is going to have, you know, all bad possession or an empty trip down court, but it's the times that you go 4 or 5 in a row where you get nothing out of it, maybe not even a shot sometimes, that really puts you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and I think what that comes down to is mental toughness. You know, you might be tired out there, and you kind of see the snowball effect, and all of a sudden you just kind of say, well, here we go again. Well, we need to stop saying that and say, what are we going to do to stop that snowball? So we've kind of worked on some things in practice this week with competing and getting the boys tired and having them refocus on what we need to be doing and don't just get sloppy with the basketball. So we'll see how it goes.
One of the things you did say you were working on your transition game. What goes into that?
Just movement. You know, we also did just the passing drill, four-corner passing drill. We had all guys, four offensive guys standing in the corner. And, you know, we had a constant trap on wherever the ball was. And I asked the boys, you know, I said, was that a tough pass to make? And they said, yeah. I said, well, why? Because they're standing still. They can't move. I said, well, that's kind of what our offenses look like. We're doing too much standing. So we got to make sure we're moving in transition. And, you know, just trying to make a play. You know, kind of told the boys at times, it looks like we're out here running cross country, just running from one end to the other. We gotta make sure that we're moving with the purpose to get the ball in the hoop, whether that's yourself or your teammate, one or the other. So hopefully we can do that tonight.
You're facing a Howard Lake Waverly Winsted team that, you know, they're hovering around that 500 mark, maybe, you know, a little bit below, but this is a team that you certainly feel you have to feel you can compete with.
This is a game we can win, or this is a game we can give away. So we got to make sure we go out there and work hard and all the way through, from the tip all the way to the final buzzer. We got to make sure we're punched in, ready to go.
Since the holidays started, I mean, you brought Brandon Stuckmeyer, played in the holiday tournament. Now Michael Leidenfrost is up. You know, talk about what those young players give. We've seen Peter Schomer. I don't consider him a young player anymore, although he's in that same grade. But, I mean, those younger players, what are you looking for from them?
Well, I think, like, with Brandon Stuckmeyer, what you're seeing with him right now is he's not afraid to shoot the ball. And we got to put the ball in the hoop. That's all that's to it. You know, you can work as hard as you want, but if you don't have results, I mean, it's tough to win ball games. And he's not afraid to pull the trigger, and that's what we need. And then you look at, you know, Michael Leidenfrost. He's coming out here and he's diving after loose balls that he doesn't have a chance at. But that's what we want. We want that intensity and that desire to not lose. You know, the kids hate losing, and they're going to go out there and they're going to do whatever it takes not to lose.
What's your main concerns about this Laker team? What have you seen about them?
Well, you have the big guy inside, you know, and where we've kind of got hurt a few times this year is offensive rebounds, giving up offensive rebounds. So we got to make sure we block out the big boy, you know, down low. And they got another, you know, decent size forward slash center. Also, they're going to work some high low looks. So we got to make sure that we're ready to be physical down low, talk on the screens. But also us offensively, make sure we're using a lot of screens tonight. Kind of what I saw, they don't defend the screens too well, so we're going to try to take advantage of that a little bit.
With the only game of the week, good chance to just let it air out and use as much gas as in the tank tonight. Good luck, Coach.
That's right. Thanks, Rick.
Coach Call with us here on the pregame on You Are Their Sports.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Welcome back to Howard Lake Waverly Winsted High School. Piers and Howard Lake Waverly Winsted, moments from tip-off. Navy blue shorts, jerseys, yellow numerals, and Lakers across the chest for the uniform for James Carr's squad in his second year at the helm of the Lakers. Former Rockford girls basketball coach. Pioneers in their road whites tonight, red letters and numerals, trimmed in black. Coach Joe Call, assisted by Andy Leidenfrost and Matt Pepping, as they huddle up and ready to go. Here's the lineups tonight. First of all, for the Lakers, Noah Bush is a 5'9 freshman. Bush averaging 5.8 points a game with a high of 13. T.J. Kittock, a 5'9 junior. He'll wear number 10. He's got a high of 14, averaging 7.5. Brock Bangasser is really their go-to guy. He's the big 6'6 junior post. Bangasser with a high of 27, averaging 12.6 a game. He's joined up front by Brennan Barth, a 6-foot senior. Barth averaging 5 a game. And Zach Uter, a 6'2 senior. Zach averaging 8.5 a game. That's the Laker lineup. For the Pioneers, it's the sophomore guards as the Lakers have controlled the tip and we are underway. Brandon Stuckmeyer and Peter Schomer at guards with Ben Harold, Preston Rushlow, and Johnny Hopkins out on the court as the Pioneers looking to trap at midcourt. Noah Bush has it right wing, guarded by Schomer. Drives baseline, double down low, and a kick ball almost created a turnover as Johnny Hopkins deflected the ball out. Schomer second in the conference in scoring at 17.7 a game. Lob inside, tipped by Hopkins, but out to Kittock. Now to Bush in the corner. Skips it left side for Zach Uter. And the Lakers give it away. An errant pass to the baseline. Retrieved by Preston Rushlow, and the Pioneers will get their first look on offense. 30 seconds gone by. Schomer averaging 17.7 a game. Brandon Stuckmeyer, 6.4 a game. Here's Brandon out front. Three-pointer for Brandon is just off the front of the rim. Rebound Noah Bush in traffic. The freshman guard for the Lakers crosses midcourt. Tipped away by Ben Harold, but Bush recovers. One-hand pass, and there's our second kick ball already this time. Preston Rushlow with the right foot. And if anybody's going to be a guy that can kick the ball, it's Preston Rushlow. 17-13 to go. Neither team an effective start so far. Left corner here. Here is Kittock from deep. That comes short on the three-pointer, and it's Ben Harold elevating for the rebound. 0-0, 1 minute gone by. Schomer works it right side in front of the Laker bench for Stuckmeyer. And we're going to get a foul on Noah Bush running through the screen of Ben Harold. So Bush just shoved through the screen. Ben sold it a little bit, but the foul call. First on Bush, first team foul. It'll be an inbound Schomer right in front of the Laker coaching staff. Corner for Russell. Preston leading the conference in made three-pointers this year. He works his way over to the left side of the court. Now it's Stuckmeyer. Gives it to Preston on the left arc. Got a Hopkins screen to get Preston to the free throw line. Now Schomer, ball in his hands as a screen and pick and roll out front with Schomer and Harold. Now Russell, he'll fire a three. Short. Rebound right down to Brock Bangasser. T.J. Kittock races up court. 90 seconds into the ballgame. 0-0. Kittock back out for Zach Uter. Uter guarded closely by Ben Harold, who knocks it loose, and it comes to Schomer. Lead pass, Stuckmeyer, Brandon, and his shot altered inside by Uter, and it's an air ball on a layup. Uter hustling back, forcing that turnover. Now Noah Bush, little trouble handling it, retrieves it. Drives to the free throw line, kicks it out, and throws it behind his teammate at midcourt. Tried to shovel it back to T.J. Kittock, and there was nobody there. So, Piers with Johnny Hopkins to inbounds at midcourt. Johnny's averaging 6.2 a game. He's averaging 6.3 rebounds a game, which puts him in the top 10. Bush jumps the passing lane and races down to the other side. Noah Bush, he rimmed it out a layup. Bush couldn't get it to drop. He was right at the rim and didn't finish. Now it's Harold, left side. Ben skips it off for Brandon Stuckmeyer. His three is on the way, and that one's off to Hopkins underneath, and his reverse is blocked. Johnny gets it back, head fake in. Stuckmeyer off the glass for two, and there's our first points. Brandon Stuckmeyer from Johnny Hopkins, and it's 2-0. Took us 2.5 minutes to get one through the cylinder. Pass inside, and there's Hopkins tipping the ball out and off of the Lakers' Brennan Barth. Johnny very active on defense. That's at least three deflections for Johnny so far. 15-22 to go first half. Pierce 2, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing. Lakers matching up man-to-man. Schomer hands off to Stuckmeyer off a curl. Left side, Rushlow in front of the student section here at Howard Lake. Rushlow with his dribble now scoops off for Schomer. Into the lane, Schomer contact as he elevated at the free throw line, and Peter's going to go to the line. And the Laker foul is on T.J. Kittock, the junior guard. And Schomer for two shots, where he is pretty accurate, 77% this year. Sophomore guard, and that one is good. And the Pioneers lead it 3-0 on the road here at Howard Lake. One more for Schomer. 15:05 to go. Stuckmeyer two. See if Schomer can match him, and he does. Nothing but net. Pioneers take a 4-0 lead in Howard Lake. 3 minutes into the game as Kiddock approaches midcourt. Now backs off in the corner, and now they get it to Bush. Bush three-pointer, right corner, short. Rebound tipped up. Ben Gasser with the foul. That doesn't go. Tipped again by Ben Gasser, and then a foul. Ben Gasser. And there's a foul coming, I believe, on Rushlow. Van Gasser at 6'6", just bullying his way to the rim, and a couple of tip balls, the second one resulting in a foul on Preston, and Van Gasser calmly sinks the free throw. Brock Van Gasser makes it 4-1. Van Gasser, eighth in the conference at scoring, 12.6. He's a, boy, normally a 38% free throw shooter, but he calmly sank both, and it's 4-2. Here's Harold breaking pressure. Harold underneath. Russell found himself too far under the rim, couldn't get a shot off, so he throws it back out front for Peter Schomer. They reset. 14:35. Now Hopkins takes it high post. Back out to Schomer. Peter into the lane goes Harold. Weeds through traffic, and what do we got? We've got a blocking foul coming on the Lakers. The near side official with the call, and that is on Brennan Barth. He was their quarterback in football. His first, Lakers third. It'll be a baseline right throw-in for Peter Schomer. Schomer into the corner where catch and shoot three for Rushlow is good. Rushlow from the corner. And the conference's top three-point shooter adds another. 7-2. Into the lane, drop pass. They work back out front. Kiddock now for Bush. Probes the lane. Had a look, but goes out to the corner. And that's a shot for three. Good by Uter. Zach Uter with the Lakers' first field goal. 7-5. Teams trading three-pointers. Stuckmeyer finds Russell in the lane. Russell up and two more for Preston. Good luck from Stuckmeyer. Five straight points for Preston. Lead pass ahead finds Bangasser down in the left baseline. Back out TJ Kiddock. Now the pace picking up offensively. 9-5 here. Took us 2.5 minutes to get any points. Uter will try it right side. That's good for three. Back-to-back threes by Zach Uter. And the Lakers are within a 1 point now. 9-8. Harold right baseline. Back out Brandon Stuckmeyer. Free throw line high for Russell now. Guarded into the lane goes Schomer. Back out Stuckmeyer. Dribbled it off his foot. May have taken his eyes off the pass. It's a turnover resulting in a Laker possession, and it's going to bring Jonah Prokot, the freshman, in. Brennan Barth checks out as Brandon Carls comes in for the Lakers. So both coaches making personnel changes here. 13:15 to go in the half. Piers 9, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 8. Kiddock stopped at midcourt, got it across the line, down to Bangasser. Now Carls over Hopkins. No, Jonah Prokot with a rebound. And Jonah uses the left hand to dribble through traffic to midcourt. Steps across the line, finds Harold as a safety valve. Now Ben got a little off balance, but kept the dribble alive. Inside comes Prokot, and he is tied up by Uter, and the alternating held ball arrow goes to the Pioneers. And now Nate Hoyer will come in. Noah Bush takes a seat. Baseline right on the throw-in is Schomer, the sophomore. Prokot came down the lane, asked for it, didn't get it. Instead, they lob it out, and Preston can't handle it. It goes into the scorer's table off Preston's hand. So that's just a couple of plays where the Pioneers haven't looked the ball into the mitts. Lakers on their second opportunity to gain their first lead now at 9-8 Pioneers. Front court, right corner, Ewer. Kiddock lines up a three, and that's good, and the Lakers take the lead. T.J. Kiddock, all three of their field goals from behind the arc, and it's an 11-9 Laker lead. Prokot front court. Prokot right corner. Back to the basket. Working on Uter. Dead ball. Fires it into the lane. Hopkins bounce pass out to Rushlow. Now Schomer has it right corner. Tight defense here by the Lakers and a tip ball, and Uter comes out of there. He's got a 2-on-2 lead pass and a basket and a timeout coming for Coach Call as T.J. Kinnock with the layup. And just like that, the Lakers have assumed a four-point lead. It's 13-9 with 12:10 to go in Howard Lake on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 13, Pierce 9 as we come back to action here at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School. Pierce using a timeout to settle things down. And they throw it away. That's not the plan that Coach Call had as Carl steps into the pass. Now Uter on a post-up, up and under, tipped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say Uter lost the ball. And James Carr, the head coach, is saying, how is that possible? Uter went up strong between two Pioneer defenders, and the referee ruled that nobody blocked the shot. So now Prokot dribbles, looks for Hopkins. Hopkins baseline drive, blocked from behind by Van Gasser, picked up by Ben Harold. Harold to Schomer. Schomer puts it up. No, whistle foul. Boy, it's loud enough here. It's already hard to hear the whistle, and the foul is on Zach Uter, his first, Laker fourth. Four different starters with a foul apiece now as Schomer makes a return trip to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 tonight. Now 3-for-3. 13-10 Lakers, 11:47 until half. One more for Schomer. And that one comes out of the cylinder. No good, Uter with the board. So a three-point Laker lead and the ball. About 6 minutes and 20 seconds into the game. Uter out top. Kinnock quickly rotates the ball. Left side. Nate Hoyer. No. Long opposite side rebound. Skims to the right corner where Uter tracked it down. Now inside. Bangasser with a soft touch. Four for Brock Bangasser, the 6'6 junior. 15-10. And Rushlow loses the dribble out of bounds after he was being hounded by Brandon Carls. Lakers ball, 15-10, and here comes Michael Leidenfrost into the lineup, the 6-foot freshman. And he'll replace Johnny Hopkins. Nope. Johnny thought he was coming out, and he is. Preston had all but taken a seat on the bench, and Coach Call says, nope, you're still in. I want Leidenfrost for Hopkins. Johnny now on the bench with Leidenfrost running the point defensively. 11:10 to go. Bangasser leans in on Rushlow. Got his own miss. Put it back up and in. And the strength and size of Brock Bangasser starting to establish itself inside as Prokot gets trapped. Lobs ahead for Leidenfrost front court. Here's Michael taking it. Up and in. He challenged Bangasser. And Leidenfrost scores. Nice move by the freshman Leidenfrost. He was not worried about going at the 6-6 post at all. He took it right to him and scored off the window. Now Bangasser drops it baseline. And Leidenfrost has a tip, but it's picked up and a whistle is coming. And I think Ben Harold is going to pick up a foul. Referee will come over and indicate 23. That's Ben's number. His first, Pioneer's second. We get Brennan Barth checking back in for the Lakers. He'll replace Zach Uter. Lakers 17, Pioneers 12. Barth takes the inbounds, rotates high to Brandon Carls. Quickly down to the right corner, little trouble handling. Here's baseline, and Bangasser showing some range from the right baseline about 14 feet out. And just like that, Bangasser leads everybody with eight near turnover. Pioneers, they'll work it up court. Now they got numbers, 3-on-1. Prokot from Leidenfrost counted in the foul. The two freshmen give each other a playful push. And Prokot for an and one. Leidenfrost and Prokot teaming up for a bucket. The foul goes Noah Bush coming in. The foul went on Bangasser, his first. So all five starters now with a foul apiece. And Prokot will shoot one. Back rim, top of the window, and drop through. A three-point play for Prokot. 19-15. Pioneers with two seniors, two freshmen, and a sophomore on the court as Rushlow tips one out. Like Alabama out there. We got youngsters out there. Alabama and Georgia. Noah Bush, the point guard for the Lakers, is just a freshman. He's inbounding near the corner with 10 minutes to go. Off the inbounds, here's Brandon Carls off the rim, and there's Jonah Prokot for a rebound. 19-15, Prokot to the corner, Leidenfrost. Drop pass inside, and he's held, and that's going to be Brennan Barth. Two on Barth, 16 fouls. Pioneers are now going to be in the bonus the rest of the half, which is 9:51 away. And into the lineup comes Cody Dickhausen, a post player, a 6'5 sophomore, replacing Barth, who just picked up his second. Rushlow off the inbound, short, and the Pioneers commit a foul. Prokot picks up the foul. First on Jonah, third Pierce foul, 9:45 to play until half. Lakers 19, Pierce 15, and there's a steal by Harold. Tips it ahead, and now he throws it behind Leidenfrost as the Pioneers look to turn up the transition game that Coach Call talked about that they've worked on in practice. Switching quickly from defense to offense, offense to defense. That time they didn't take care of the ball and give it right back. They had numbers, just couldn't convert. Front court now, Zach Uter into Dickhausen. Left side, Bush, eyes up a three, missed off the mark. Rebound tip, loose on the floor, picked up by Uter in the corner. Put it on the floor, and now Dickhausen had it stripped by Peter Schomer. And now Dickhausen dives in, and the ball still being fought for. Finally, Leidenfrost wrestles it away. And then he is fouled by Brandon Carls. And it'll be Michael Leidenfrost shooting 1-1. Brandon Carls with his first 7th team foul. 1-1 for freshman guard Michael Leidenfrost. He's got 2 points tonight. Pioneer bench has outscored the Laker bench 5-0 as Leidenfrost sinks the first. Michael with three now. Lakers 19, Pioneers 16. One more for Michael. On its way and nothing but net. Michael's got four. Rushlow's got five. Three for Jonah Prokot. Two for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Three for Peter Schomer. The Pioneer point total so far as they've trimmed the Laker lead to two as Uter fires it into the corner. And there's a steal by Rushlow. Rushlow with the pick. And now back the other way for the lead. Here's Harold one-handing it to Leidenfrost. Gets deep. Trapped on the baseline. Back out to Peter Schomer. Schomer. Out to Prokot, three-pointer, Jonah hits it, and Pioneers take the lead from the top of the key. Prokot's three, and the Pioneers have regained the lead, 20-19, and it's a timeout for the Lakers with 8:42 to go. Back in a minute on You Are Their Sports.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Jonah Prokot's top of the key three-pointer has given Pierce the lead now, 20-19, as Coach Carr used his first timeout. Here's Carl's fouled as he goes through the defense with a dribble. And it's Leighton Frost picking up his first fourth team foul. Jonah Prokop with 6 points. He's averaging 4.9 a game. They get it deep on the baseline, and there's Leighton Frost diving in to tip it away. And that's exactly what Joe Call talked about on the pregame show. What I asked him, what do those young guys like Michael Leighton Frost, Brandon Stuckmeyer give you? He goes, well, in Leighton Frost's case, it's a defensive spark, and we've seen Michael all over the court tonight. Here's Zach Uter to the left side. Carls into the low post. Bangasser had to go right through his hands and to Rushlow. Schomer looks ahead for Michael Leighton Frost. Stops and pops, and Bangasser over to reject it. And not this time, says Bangasser, after Leighton Frost had beaten him for a layup earlier in the ball game. This time was a jump shot from the left elbow that Bangasser rejected. On the other end, Bangasser gets loose inside and scores. He's the first player in double figures with 10 now. And the Lakers are back in front by one. 21-20. Leighton Frost bounces it for Schomer. Now Prokot. Left corner, Rushlow. Lakers started the game in a zone. They've switched to started in a man, and now they're zone, and the Pioneers turn it over between Prokot and Rushlow. They can't combine on a pass. And Bangasser will inbound in the backcourt. 7:47 to go in the half in Howard Lake in a close ball game. Brandon Carls bounces it. Now TJ Kiddock. Baseline right, and Bangasser again from the right baseline. Nobody within 5 feet of him. Here's Russell, three-pointer, other end. Yes! Preston nails it from the left corner. His second of the game, and Preston's up to 8 points. 23 apiece. Kiddock in the backcourt being hounded by Leighton Frost. Bangasser off balance, has to save it in. Nice play by Brock Bangasser. Now Uter gets trapped underneath the hoop. Rotates out to Bangasser in the corner, guarded by Schomer. Wheels away from him, leans in, and scores off the glass. And Brock Bangasser is single-handedly, for the Lakers, put them up with 7 minutes to go. 25-23. Bangasser with almost half his team points. 12 of 25. Schomer, 2 feet behind the top of the key. Looking, now goes right side for Michael Leighton Frost. Back for Peter Schomer at the point. Schomer splits the defense. Off-balance leaner rolls around, and drops. Schomer's first field goal, 5 points, and it's 25 apiece. 6:35 to go. Good action here. Kiddock into the lane, kicks out to the left corner. Back out front comes Zach Uter. Uter doubled out front by Leighton Frost and Schomer. Now Bangasser in the right corner. Pioneers trap him, force him to give up the ball this time. Left corner three, Brandon Carls is good. His first points, and it's 28-25 Lakers. 6:10 to go until half. Here's Prokot. Back to Schomer at the point. Peter thought about it, thought it again. Now Rushlow and Peter now back near the jump ball circle. 2-3 zone here by the Lakers. Definite size advantage. Schomer's long three, too hard off the window, comes off the rim and right to guard TJ Kiddock, who pushes it ahead for Carls. Carls guarded by Prokot and Rushlow in front of the Pioneer bench, found an opening Kiddock. Kiddock enters inside. Bangasser scores again. 16 points for Brock Bangasser. 30-25 Lakers with 5:33. Prokot's three hits the front of the iron, and Bangasser reaches up with a right arm to pull it down with authority. Lakers on a little push now. Drive by Carls, and he throws into the crowd. Kiddock was to the right, Bangasser to the left, and he split the difference. Here's Stuckmeyer back in, and Russell's coming out. Prokot's out, Hopkins back in. Now Bangasser will come out. Pioneers are happy to see that. 16 points for Brock Bangasser, who's replaced by Nate Hoyer. Piers with the ball. Schomer dribbles right side, hands off to Stuckmeyer. Now left side, Leighton Frost. Leighton Frost driving, trying to thread the needle through to Ben Harold. Ball on the floor, tied up between Uter and Harold. And the held ball arrow points in the Lakers' favor. So, coming up on the 5-minute mark, Brandon Carls and TJ Kiddock, front court. Skip pass to Huter, left block on Hopkins. Zach Uter back out. Long distance three by Kiddock. Hits it. About 21 feet away, T.J. Kiddock's got eight. And it's the biggest lead of the night now. 33-25, an 8-0 run for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. 4:40 to go. Leidenfrost curling out front with his dribble alive. Now goes left wing for Schomer. Schomer cuts to the lane. Right-hand floater good. Schomer knocking it down from about 10 inside the free throw line. That's seven now for Peter Schomer. 33-27, Lakers. Here's Kiddock. Kiddock launches another one. No, this time. Rebound, Harold up above. Good box out as he had inside position on Cody Dickhausen. Schomer finds Harold. Harold will drive. Throws it down low for Leidenfrost. Back out, Stuckmeyer's three. Good, Brandon Stuckmeyer. That's five for Brandon. His first three of the night. Just like that, the Pioneers have scored five in a row, and it's back to a one-possession game. 33-30 with 3:50 to go. Schomer tipped the ball loose, but Carls maintains possession. Brandon Carls down to Kiddock. Baseline across the way for Hoyer. Into the lane, off balance, and what do we got? A whistle coming, and I think a blocking foul is coming on Harold. Nope, they're going to give it to Stuckmeyer. Apparently Brandon reached in before the blocking foul by Ben. It's the first on Brandon, fifth team foul, and the free throw is good by Nate Hoyer. His first point, 34-30 Lakers as Noah Bush returns. Brock Bangasser comes back in. One more for the 6'3 junior. Up and off to the right. And the two Pioneers, Harold and Stuckmeyer, both went up. Each got a hand on it, and the ball rolled out of bounds. Lakers get the ball back with 3:40 to go. Leidenfrost is coming out now as Rushlow will return. 34-30. They lob into Bangasser. Brock Bangasser now feeds it off to Nate Hoyer. And their pass inside intended for Uter, picked off by Hopkins. Left side, transition three, Rushlow a little bit short. Rebound, Brock Bangasser on the baseline. Lead pass, quick outlet. Here's Lakers. Pioneers hustling back. Bush, hard charge into Peter Schomer. Oh, Schomer stood his ground, and Bush picks up his second personal on the player control. The freshman guard charging into the sophomore guard. 3:22 to go until half. 34-30 Lakers over the Pioneers. Schomer brings it up across the timeline. Stopped his dribble. Midway between the top of the key and the jump ball circle. High post for Russell. Poked at by Bush, who's scrambling. We're going to get a held ball. And the arrow points to Piers this time. Noah Bush, quick hands. It'll be baseline on the throw-in, says the down official. So Schomer calls out the play. 3:06 left. Schomer looking. Finds Harold in the left corner. Harold goes right at Bangasser, but comes up short with a finger roll. And after one bounce on the rebound, T.J. Kiddock comes back the other way. Kiddock now with under 3 minutes to play. Retreats to the jump ball circle and signals the play. Guarded by Rushlow. They weave it out front. Pull up in the lane. Hoyer, no. Harold has the rebound. Off to Schomer. Loops it ahead for Johnny Hopkins with 2:40 to go until half. Quickly up ahead, Harold. Harold will try an 8-footer. No, right baseline jumper comes off the rim into the hands of Zach Uter. Back on the other end. Lakers set up their half court in the hands of freshman point guard Noah Bush. Bush working on Schomer with 2:22 to go. Left side to Kiddock now. Prokot. Both Prokot boys and Leidenfrost. There's a steal by Stuckmeyer. Brandon for Rushlow. Got a seal off from Hopkins and is fouled, and that might be three on Noah Bush. Nope, 10. Kiddock, that's two on him. Two shots for Preston Rushlow. Stops the clock with 2:11 to go in the half. Rushlow for a pair. Preston with 8 points tonight. A couple of made threes and another bucket. Around and in. Nine for Preston Rushlow. 34-31. Jared and Jonah Prokot and Michael Leidenfrost come in. Stuckmeyer, Harold, and Hopkins sit. Preston is a 71% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-1 tonight. And he's now looking for his 10th point. And it's straight through. 10 for Russell. 2-point Laker lead. 34-32. As Bush will walk it across the timeline down to 2:05 to go. Bush, midcourt, now guarded by Schomer in the man-to-man. 2 minutes left. Bounce pass out high for Uter. Facing up behind the circle, guarded by Rushlow. Kiddock off a Uter screen. No rebound. And there's a hold. You can see the jersey stretch of Nate Hewer. And that means one of the Pioneers had a handful of number 24. And it was Jared Prokot. First on Jared, 16 foul. Not a bonus yet. 1:52 to go. They bounce it into Hoyer. Entry pass kicked by Jonah Prokot. That'll stop play with 1:50 to go. Lakers 34, Pioneers 32 in a very active first half tonight. Bush right corner, quick three. Air ball to Rushlow on the opposite side. Schomer ahead for Leidenfrost in front of the Laker bench. Now inside Jonah, left hand, no. Rebound, Jared. Jared, no. Out of bounds, touched last by Bangasser. I believe Pierce keeps possession. Brandon Carls returns. Noah Bush will come out. Protection move by Coach Carr. Here's Bush with two fouls. Into Russell. Left wing. Guarded by Hoyer. Hands it off now to Schomer. 1.5 minutes. Post up. Right hand. Jared Prokot. Front rim. Rebound Bangasser. Kiddock walks it up. 1:20 to go in the first half. 34-32 Lakers. Uter has it tipped out by Rushlow. Right into the hands of Joe Call, stopping it with 1:17 left. We'll run through the JV scoring, the schedule in high school sports tonight. It's a busy night. All three of the girls' basketball is Jared Prokot almost had a steal inside on the entry, and then Bangasser couldn't finish at short range, tipped it out of bounds. Pierce gets it back with 1:12. Brock Bangasser, 16 points, had a good look there, but couldn't finish at the rim. 1:05 as Schomer gets a high screen from Jared Prokot. Gets to the baseline, looking for Jonah in the left corner for three. No, not a lot of air under that ball, and just skidded off the front rim to Bangasser. Under 1 minute left. Carls out front. Bangasser, three. No, rebound out front, tracked down by Jared Prokot. Jonah now calls out the play. 42 seconds left in the half. Older brother Jared gives Jonah a screen. Jonah rattles out a elbow jumper. Rebound comes down to Leidenfrost. Schomer for the tie. In and out. Jared battling inside. Held ball. Arrow Lakers. So Jared Prokot comes in and works in for a held ball with Zach Uter. And this time, arrow goes to the Lakers with 30 seconds left in the half. Full court pressure put on by the Pioneers now. The corner for Uter. Trapped out front. Got it through to Hoyer. 22 seconds left. Now backcourt, Kiddock. Poked at by Jonah Prokot. Still dribbling, driving inside. Uter waits, puts it up, and scores with 12 seconds. 8 for Zach Uter. 36-32. Midcourt Schomer. Right corner, Jonah with 4. Into the lane. Russell had it tipped up from behind by Nate Hoyer. Pierce has 2.5 seconds left to get a shot off here in the half. Schomer will inbounds on the right baseline. Schomer looking, ball overhead, out front, Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost, fall away from 20, banked it in, it counts! A three-pointer, Michael Leidenfrost at the buzzer! And the made three by the freshman sends us to halftime. Lakers 36, Pioneers 35. Leidenfrost from 20 to end the half. It's halftime in Howard Lake. Back after this.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Well, one of the funner first halves that we've seen this year. Back and forth action from end to end. And at halftime on a Michael Leidenfrost buzzer beating fall away three-pointer from the left circle. It's a one-point game. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 36, Pierce 35. Here are your scoring totals for the Lakers. Doing all most of the heavy lifting tonight, Brock Bangasser with 16 points. 8 apiece for TJ Kiddock and Zach Uter. And then 3 for Brandon Carls and 1 for Nate Hoyer. Playing but not scoring, point guard Noah Bush, forward Brennan Barth, and reserve post player Cody Dickhausen. Lakers were 3-for-4 from the free throw line in the first half. They've got 3 players with 2 fouls, all of them among their starting 5, including point guard Noah Bush, shooting guard TJ Kiddock, and forward Brennan Barth with 2 apiece, 1 on post player Brock Bangasser, and 1 on forward Zach Uter. And then off the bench, Brandon Carls picked up a foul. Coach Carr used 1 of his timeouts, 4 left in the second half. For the Pierce Pioneers, leading the way at halftime with 10 is Preston Rushlow, 7 for Peter Schomer, 7 for Michael Leidenfrost. 6 for Jonah Prokot. 5 for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Playing but not scoring in that first half, starters Ben Harold and Johnny Hopkins, and off the bench, Jared Prokot. Pierce, pretty good from the line. Can only do one better. They were 8 for 9 from the free throw line. 3 of 4 for Peter Schomer. 2 of 2 for Preston Rushlow. Jonah Prokot was 1 for 1. And Michael Leidenfrost was 2 for 2. No foul trouble for Coach Joe Call. Brandon Stuckmeyer, Ben Harold, and Preston Rushlow with one apiece among the starters. And then off the bench, Jonah and Jared Prokot each picked off one. And Michael Leidenfrost with a foul. Nobody with two fouls in the Piers roster in that first 18 minutes. Coach Call used one timeout. He also has four available. 36-35, Lakers, our halftime score. We'll come back, check out JV results, and we'll take a look at the schedule. Here from Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead, it's boys basketball tonight on You Are There Sports.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDC.
All right, we are back here where the Lakers are back out. No sign of the Pioneers yet. Still just about a minute left on the countdown clock. There you go.
Thank you.
In the JV, it was Howard Lake Waverly Winstead winning. 53-48 was that final score. For the Pioneers, they had Alex Wilson with 14, Jonah Prokot with 11, Nick Shaw had 10, Brandon Stuckmeyer 6, 2 for Brent Schilling, Jared Prokot had 2, Mason Zajac 2, Robert Schaefer 1, and Michael Leidenfrost with a couple. So 53-48 Lakers win that game. Elsewhere in boys basketball tonight, Eden Valley Watkins is at Painesville tonight. Maple Lake is in Bruton taking on BBE. Then a couple of teams have non-conference games. Kimball's home to Swanville. Melrose is at Holdingford. The girls are at home tonight taking on Kimball. And at halftime, it's Kimball 34, Pierce 21, halftime score. Other girls' games include Upsala at Royalton, Browerville, Eagle Valley at Swanville, Onamia is at St. John's Prep, Osaka's home to Barnesville, Sauk Rapids is at Alex, Sartell at Ricori, Wilmer at Brainerd, Apollo is at Fergus Falls. The wrestlers are in action tonight. They are in Kimball, and the Piers Pizzazz dance team is up in Crosby, Ironton. All four winter activities in action tonight. We are underway with the start of the second half. Piers with the ball trailing by a point. They work it into Russell. Curls from the high post. Cut off by Brennan Barth. The two high school quarterbacks. Here's Harold. Harold spinning off the window. Good. Harold scores. Piers has the lead. 37-36 from the left block. Harold puts it in. Pioneers get a bucket on their first possession, and Brandon Stuckmeyer is going to run through a screen and pick up a foul. Brandon. Defense not talking. You can hear Coach Call say, call it out. Brandon with his second as Brennan Barth set the pick. Here's Barth now eyeing up a shot, puts it on the floor against Hopkins, and scores down the lane. So both Barth and Harold score their first points of the game on their team's first possession, and it's back to a Laker lead of 38-37. We've played just over 45 seconds. Harold spinning baseline. Left hand, no. On the opposite side, his own rebound muscles it back up. No. Two chances from down low for Ben. Neither one drop. Lakers control the rebound. Zach Uter out top. Now for Noah Bush. We've played just a minute here in the half. 38-37 Lakers. Bangasser, his first touch of the half. Poked away by Harold. Retrieved there by Kiddick. Back to... Oh, they're going to get a charge on Bangasser. There's Schomer taking his second charge of the night. That's two on Brock Bangasser. He took a charge on Noah Bush in the first half, and that time he stood his ground against the 6'6 Bangasser. 16:40 to go. 38-37 Lakers. Pick and roll, Schomer and Harold. Peter pops. No. Crawled all around the rim, and rebound control by Bangasser. Lead pass ahead. Hopkins tips it to Russell. Good job, Johnny, hustling back. And then the Pioneers give it back. Here's Kiddock inside. He scores, and Schomer will be called for a foul. Kiddock with 10 and a chance for his 11th as Schomer picks up his first. Pioneers got a little careless trying to push the tempo, and it cost them a bucket and a foul on Schomer. And shooting one is Kiddock, his first free throw coming up. Trying to give his team a four-point lead, and he does. 41-37. It's a 5-2 scoring start for the Lakers here in the second half. 41-37. Here's Schomer back out. Russell, three-pointer, in and out. Rebound tipped out by Uter, and then off the hands of Hopkins. It'll go to the Lakers. Referees are now going to talk about it. I think this should be Laker ball. I think Hopkins touched it. Well, they're going to give it to the Pioneers, though. James Carr again saying that's not the right call as my point of view had it. I think James was right that time. Thought it was a double deflection. But we'll take the ball as Russell has it. Gives it back to Peter Schomer. Now Harold. Harold drives on Bangasser. Good defense by Brock. And Ben just can't get a shot off here. Stuckmeyer with a floater, and it scores. Stuckmeyer, a little teardrop runner in the lane. And that is seven now for Brandon Stuckmeyer tonight. 41-39. Bush drives and dishes out front. They will reset with Zach Uter. His heels on the jump ball circle. Now Noah Bush in front of the Laker bench. Here's Barth eyeing up a three. Too hard. Rebound is snagged by Schomer. Bush down behind the play. Slow to get up. Pioneers have a 5-on-4. If they get it inside to Hopkins, who scores. Pioneers had a power play as Bush hit the ground and never really did get it back across midcourt. And the Pioneers took advantage of their 5-on-4 numbers. 41 all. Those are the first points of the game for Hopkins. Here's a drive by Kiddock. They're going to get a hand check foul on Brandon Stuckmeyer. And that's going to be three on Brandon. And it's going to bring Michael Leidenfrost into the ball game, and also Brandon Carls will come in. Also, Jonah Prokot will come in for Hopkins. Bush leaves, so the Pioneers have Jonah Prokot, Michael Leidenfrost, Ben Harold, Preston Rushlow, and Peter Schomer on the court. Here's a three for Uter. Good from the corner, left side. Uter with 11, 44. Here's Schomer, has his shot blocked. Comes down to Jonah Prokot. I thought they called that a three. Apparently, they only called it a two. No, it is 44-41. Okay, that was right. It was 41 all on the Hopkins bucket. Harold overplays the pass, couldn't get there. Now Bangasser finds an opening. Barth, no. Schomer collects the weak side rebound. Pierce trailing by three with the ball. Schomer front court leaves it off for Jonah. Jonah takes it inside. Short on a runner. No. Rebound to Bangasser. Barely got it to the rim that time. 14-15 to play in the ball game. A three-point Laker lead. Back out comes T.J. Kiddock. Finds Brennan Barth, right wing, guarded by Jonah Prokot. Now Brandon Carls, quick rotation left corner for Kiddock. One dribble, one hands a pass into Uter. Dropped nicely in for Barth, who doesn't get it to go, but follows up and is fouled. Barth slams the ground as he hit the floor, frustrated that he couldn't get it to finish. And the foul on the Pioneers, Jonah Prokot. His second, third team foul. And Brennan Barth will shoot free throws here. Barth with 2 points tonight. Rattled in and dropped. Three for Barth. 45-41 Lakers. Barth, a six-foot senior. That one, no good. Rebound, though. Bangasser controlling the offensive glass off a missed free throw. Carls takes it inside. Had a block going up by Jonah Prokot. Here's Leidenfrost. Three on two to Schomer on his right. No. Rebound, Uter. Pioneers had a break and couldn't finish at the rim. 13:35 to go. Still a four-point Laker lead. Uter left alone, thought about a three. Then Russell shut that down as he jumped out on defense. Back out to Brennan Barth. Left side, T.J. Kiddock. Drives on Russell. Right side of the lane. Off balance and in. Kiddock just threw it up and it dropped. 13 for T.J. Kiddock. And the lead is 6. 47-41 with 13:12 to go. Schomer throws it for Harold. Drives. Throws it inside for Prokot, who was fouled going up. Barth or Uter is going to get this one. 34 is Brennan Barth. That's three on him. Second Laker foul of the half. At the line, freshman Jonah Prokot. Good. Seven for Jonah tonight. 47-42, just over 13 minutes left. That one also good. Prokot nails both. Jonah's season high of 15 came at Long Prairie Gray Eagle in double overtime. And he is at the 8-point mark now. 47-43 with 13 minutes left. Inside, Uter gets position on Russell's score. That's Bangasser, excuse me. Bangasser gets two and Russell the foul. That's two on Preston. And Bangasser's got an and one. 18 for Brock Bangasser. 19. 50-43, Howard Lake by seven. Schomer into the front court. Stopped his dribble on the wing. Back out, Jonah Prokot. Puts it on the floor, challenging Uter. Got away with a push-off. No, he didn't get away. The sideline official says that you threw the elbow, and I thought he did too. Three on Jonah. He lowered that shoulder and then that little flipper out. And the referee on it. 12:40 left, 50-43. Pioneers need a defensive stop. They trap at midcourt. Lakers just now getting across the line with Carls. Down low, nice pass, and open underneath, and scoring is Uter. 13 for Zach Uter. And the lead is 9. And a timeout for Joe Call and the Pioneers. The Pioneers led 37-36. They've been outscored 16-6 since then. Short timeout for Coach Call. We'll be back to Howard Lake after this.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, "Go Pioneers!" And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, Pioneers get it into the front court here, and then Prokot's pass for Leidenfrost picked off. Brandon Carls with a steal. 12:08 to go in the ball game. Left baseline, Uter leans in, and they're going to wave it off. Offensive foul on Uter as Rushlow takes the charge. Second on Uter, third Laker foul of the half. Here's Hopkins returning for Prokot. So it's Peter Schomer, Johnny Hopkins, Michael Leidenfrost, Ben Harold, and Preston Rushlow out there. Now Nate Hoyer back in. Hoyer for Bangasser. So it's Brennan Barth, Brandon Carls, Zach Uter, Nate Hoyer, and TJ Kiddock on the floor for the Lakers. 12 minutes to go. 52-43, a 9-point lead. Leidenfrost out for Harold. Well behind the top of the key. Dribbles once. Hands it back to Leidenfrost. Now he curls it around. They weave it off to Schomer. Peter, hand off to Leidenfrost. Left of center. Front of the Pioneer bench. Hesitation, dribble drive. Back out. Rushlow three. Got it. Preston hit a three. 13 for Rushlow. 52-46. 11 and a half to go. Step through move, and Carl's got it to go. Five for Brandon Carls. Schomer drives deep on the baseline. Fires back out for Ben Harold, right side, into the low post. Back out to Harold from Rushlow. Now Schomer, ball in his hands with 11-10. Left side, Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost, one dribble and stop. Schomer works it left side. Feeds it off to Leidenfrost, guarded by Brandon Carls. Got a screen and then steal. Carls will take it in and miss the layup. May have been altered by Leidenfrost. Comes down to Schomer. Schomer uses the left-hand dribble to get into the front court. 10:50 left. 54-46. Rushlow dribbling all the way from left wing down to the right corner. Now out to Schomer. He sees a lane to the basket, puts it up and missed. Rebound, Hopkins tipped. Hoyer saves right to Schomer, leans in and scores. Hopkins with his hustle creates a layup opportunity for Peter Schomer. That's 9 for Peter, and the lead is 6. 54-48 Lakers with 10:20 to go. Carls. Top of the key on Leidenfrost. Stopped his dribble at the free throw line. Pivots it back out for TJ Kiddock. Kiddock to the left side. Now for Nate Hoyer. Hoyer looking. Dumping it down low for Brennan Barth. Baseline runner good. Five all this half for Brennan Barth. 56-48 with under 10 minutes to play. Inside Schomer has a block by Hoyer. Scramble, picked up by the Lakers. Kiddock came out of the pack with it. Hands it off to Zach Uter, who gets it back into the hands of a ball-handling guard in TJ Kiddock. Bangasser and a teammate ready to return back into the lineup. Uter high post back to the basket. They feed off him. Uter hands off Carls, guarded by Leidenfrost. Traveling is the call. Shuffled his feet as he took the handoff. Now Bush and Bangasser back in. Barth and Carls sit. 9:32 to play. Here comes Brandon Stuckmeyer in for Johnny Hopkins. Brandon back in. He's got 7 points. Pioneers trail by 8, 56-48, with 9:25 to go in Howard Lake tonight. Schomer off to Stuckmeyer. Brandon finds Leidenfrost. Bush couldn't stop him. Inside out to Schomer. Schomer steps around the defender, floats it up, partially blocked. Loose ball, Hoyer. Lakers ball. Hoyer back for Kiddock. We're going to come up on under 9 minutes when the Lakers cross into front court. We played half of the second half. High post back to the basket. Uter turns to face right elbow. Lobs down low. Turnaround, no. Bangasser from about 2 feet out from the right block. Schomer for Rushlow. Baseline Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer loops it inside for Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost hands it back to Rushlow. Now Schomer. Right side Harold. Lob down low. Knocked away by Bush and intended for Stuckmeyer. Bush up the left sideline. Now cuts to the middle of the floor. Drives. Lost the dribble right to Schomer. Got out of control. Peter back the other way. Leidenfrost. Two on one. Up and no. Rebound tipped and Bangasser's got it. Boy, both teams missing some good looks inside. 8:20 to go. Kiddock stops in the front court. Leaves it for Nate Hoyer. For Uter posting up on Rushlow. Good job by Preston holding his ground there. Drive by Kiddock. Lays it up. Finger roll for two. 15 for T.J. Kiddock, and the lead is 10. First time a team has had a double-digit lead. 8 minutes to go, 58-48 Lakers. Here's Leidenfrost using a Herald screen. Bush steals. Bush, uncontested layup for a 12-point lead. And a timeout for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Coach Carr uses his second. Just like that, with 7:50 to go, it's 60-48 Lakers.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Well, the Pioneers have hit a bit of a dry spell here, and on the flip side, the Lakers have turned it up offensively, and just like that, the biggest lead of the night has been established on Noah Bush's steal and layup, and it's 60-48. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead now with 7:50 to play in the ball game. Schomer, Harold, Stuckmeyer inside. Harold, nice pass. Schomer, and Harold finishes for a bucket. That's four tonight for Ben Harold. 60-50. 7.5 minutes left to play. Kiddock finds Uter at the top of the key. Dribbles once, back to Kiddock. Right side, guarded by Russell. Left side, Bush. Bush into the lane, dumps it down low through the hands. They're going to call Bush for a player control foul. Bush threw it through the hands of Van Gasser, and Bush has been called for his third personal foul. Pierce down 10. 7:15 left. Inside, Schomer misses one. A high arcing shot. Back the other way comes Bush. Cuts to the middle of the floor from the right side. Left side for Kiddock with 7 minutes left. Van Gasser ran away from a pass there. I think he thought Uter was going to go get it. Finally, Hoyer tracked it down. Now Uter cuts and dishes out to the corner. Bush's three, good. Noah Bush. That's five for the freshman guard, and it's 63-50. 6:40 left. 13-point lead is now the largest of the game. Here's Stuckmeyer, one-on-one with Hoyer. Kicks out to Harold. Harold into the low block, and a foul coming as Rushlow was the intended recipient of the pass. And the foul's on Zach Uter, his third. Fifth Laker foul. Into the lineup now comes Spencer Lade for the first time for Uter. And here's Jesse Marshick coming in for Ben Harold. Jesse making his first appearance. Congratulations to Jesse. Yesterday named Pierce's male AAA winner. Off the inbounds, Rushlow on a lob attempt. Had it tipped and then threw it back in right to the Lakers. Lade front court. Here's Nate Hoyer down to the right sideline. Crossover dribble underneath. Reverse. Beautiful dribble drive. Nate Hoyer. He's got three, 65-50, and the Pioneers quickly up court, miss a Stuckmeyer Leidenfrost floater. Marshick on the putback, right hand, no, rebounds, out of bounds, touch last, I believe, by Nate Hoyer. 6 minutes to play, 65-50. Baseline right, Schomer finds Rushlow, and now Preston turns and had his shot blocked. Bush coming back the other way. Noah Bush on Schomer. Back out to T.J. Kiddock. Alex Wilson, Jared Prokot, Jonah Prokot, Johnny Hopkins all come to the scorer's table to check in. Ben Gasser from the baseline for two. And this is starting to really get away from the Pioneers now. 67-50. 5.5 left. Rushlow, free throw line, hand check coming on Nate Hoyer. That's his first, sixth team foul, so the Pioneers will be in the bonus the rest of the game, but here come those four subs, the Prokots, Hopkins, and Wilson. Stuckmeyer's coming out. Schomer's out. Rushlow's out. The only guy that stayed on the court is Jesse Marshick. 67-50, and Jonah Prokot can't handle the inbounds pass. It's picked off by the Lakers. 5:20 and counting, right side. Here's Brandon Carls for Bangasser underneath. 23 for Bangasser. Quickly up court, Jonah Prokot is fouled going up. Jonah's going to shoot two. Spencer Lade called for the foul, his first. And Jonah Prokop, two-shot opportunity. That one around and, yes, dropped through after bouncing on the rim about nine times. That's 9 points for Jonah. He's completed all four of his free throws tonight. Barth comes back in for Bush after the first free throw. 69-51, 5:09 to play. Second for the freshman. That one is right through. 10-point game for Jonah Prokot. They're applying pressure. Up ahead, they break it with a cross-court pass to Brandon Carls, and then they throw it away. Lade threw it behind Bangasser, and Pierce will get it back. 4:59 to go. But a big deficit. 69-52. Wilson now for Prokot. Jonah and his pass over back to Wilson left side. Alex for Jared Prokot to the right corner for Jonah, guarded by Brennan Barth. Spins baseline, leans in and off the rim. Rebound, Jesse Marshick. Marshick foul going up. Jesse, the senior, will shoot two. 49. Foul is on Spencer Lade again, so he's picked up a couple in the last 45 seconds or so, and Marshick's got a chance to get into the score column here with 4:39 left. And he does. Jesse with the free throw. First point for Marshick tonight, and he'll look to add another, which he does. Marshick, now one bright spot tonight. Pierce is 14 for 15 from the free throw line as a team. Backcourt, Brennan Barth. Pass deflects ahead to Spencer Lade. Still going. Cross-court pass deflected again. Out to Brennan Barth. Coach Carr saying, settle down, fellas. We're up by 15 here, 69-54, 4:15 left to play. Bangasser kicks it out to Brandon Carls. On the left side, he retreats back to the midcourt. You can sense the Lakers are starting to become very aware of where the clock is at. Skip pass out front again for Brandon Carls. For Kiddock, right corner near midcourt, 4 minutes left to play. Back out to Brennan Barth. Barth and Kiddock play catch near midcourt, guarded by Alex Wilson. To the left wing, Brandon Carls with 3:45 to go into the post. Marshick's going to be called on a hold as big Brock Bangasser used the drop step. First on Jesse. 1-1 for Brock Bangasser. Back in is Zach Uter for Spencer Lade. 3 for 3 tonight for Bangasser. Around and off. Rebound, Jared Prokot, and it's then touched out by Uter. So Pierce gets the ball back, trailing 69-54. 3:40 to play. Wilson brings it up court. Alex looks for Jonah Prokot, left side. Jonah off for Hopkins in the corner. Back to Wilson with 3.5 to play. Jared Prokot now for Jonah. Back to Alex. Three-pointer left side. In and out. Rebound Brock Bangasser. And his outlet out to TJ Kiddock. And the Lakers will look to milk some more time here. Midcourt now Kiddock crosses the 10-second line. Into the lane. Uter goes up and scores. Zach Uter. A 15-point game for him. 71-54. Out top comes Jared Prokot for Hopkins. 3 minutes left to play. To the left corner goes Wilson. Now Jonah drives down low for Hopkins. Hopkins back for Jonah. To the top for Jared Prokot. Marshick's got it in the right corner. Feeds back out front. Jonah Prokot left side in front of the Piers bench for Alex Wilson. Down low for Hopkins. Bounce pass out. Jared Prokot three. Too hard. Hopkins battles for the loose ball. Rebound has it. Throws up a left-handed shot. No. Rebound Lakers. And that is TJ Kiddock coming out of the pack with 2:25 left to play. Piers will host Howard Lake Waverly wins. Will host BBE, excuse me, in their next ball game, January 16th. It'll be Tuesday night. Uter will drive. Dish is tipped out, I believe. Hopkins just kind of reached back and from behind, tipped it out of bounds. As into the ball game now. Both teams changing. Here comes Leidenfrost. Nick Shaw comes in. Robert Schaefer is in. Brent Schilling is in. Marshick stays on the court. Brennan Barth off right side. This is Brandon Houston in the ball game. Off to Carls. Off to the left side. Uter picked up his dribble. Carls pull up baseline jumper. Got it. Brandon Carls. He's got seven, and it's a 19-point lead and a Laker timeout. A minute 51 to go, 73-54. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead with the lead.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Lakers have the basketball and a healthy lead, 73-54 with 90 seconds left to play. Front court now, Hoyer had it knocked loose by Robert Schaefer, but got it back, throws it into the high post now. Laid off to Carlos Jones, who's in the lineup now. This, I believe, is Lewick out there. Hoyer, left side, guarded by Alex Wilson. Hoyer went up and never brought the ball with him on the shot, left it laying on the floor, and it's picked up by Jesse Marshick. Wilson finds Nick Shaw, who's in the ball game. Whistle and a timeout for Coach Call. Jared Prokot is going to come in for Robert Schaefer. They aren't going to use the time on the timeout. It was just a timeout to get Prokot into the ball game. So Shaw will inbounds with 57 seconds to go, and he throws it at the feet and out of bounds, intended for Brent Schilling in the corner. Back to action now. The Lakers bring it up court, and I think this is Anthony Lewick. Number 20. He isn't on the varsity program, but he's number 20 on the JV, so that's who we'll go with. From the corner, a three hits the front of the rim and comes off. That shot put up by Brandon Houston. Wilson back the other way. Hand off to Schilling. Three-pointer for Brent. Too hard. Rebound Lakers' Nate Hoyer with 25 seconds left. Hoyer drives in, and he'll be called for a charge. Jared Prokot. Oh, they're going to say a traveling call. Traveling on Hoyer as Prokot was there. So the final 22 seconds coming off the clock now, and the Lakers are going to win this basketball game and go to 5-8 as Wilson's three hits the front of the rim. Rebound battled for, won by Jared Prokot. Comes back out to Wilson, now Schilling. Here's Nick Shaw. The junior muscles it up and draws a foul with 5.5 seconds to go. Spencer Lade with the foul. Nick Shaw will shoot a pair here. Lakers will host Dassel Kikato on Saturday, their next game. As Shaw misses the front end, he'll get the second. 73-54 Lakers. One more for Nick. That one is good. Carlos Jones will just take the inbounds, dribble it out, and you'll hear the horn. There it is, final score. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead pulling away over the final 9 minutes. 73-55 is the final score from Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight. We begin the postgame now on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, the final score, I don't think indicative of the way the first, 27 minutes of this game. It was back and forth. It was a one-point game at half. Pierce had a second-half lead, but then the well went dry, and the Lakers found their stride on offense, and they pull away for an 18-point win tonight. Final score, 73-55. The Lakers win on their home court as Howard Lake Waverly Winstead goes to 2-1 within the Central Minnesota Conference and now 5-8 overall. Their next game is right back on this floor in 48 hours Saturday night. They will play Dassel Kikato. Their next conference game is at Kimball, and that'll be on Tuesday. Big night for Brock Bangasser, the 6'6 post player, scores 23, but he had a lot of help tonight. 15 for T.J. Kiddock. 15 for Zach Uter. Those are the three big guns tonight here for Coach James Carr. Also, it was 7 off the bench for Brandon Carls, 5 apiece for Noah Bush and Brennan Barth, 3 points for Nate Hoyer. For the Pioneers, 10 points for Jonah Prokot, 13 for Preston Rushlow. He'll be your leading scorer tonight. Peter Schomer scores 9, Brandon Stuckmeyer 7, Ben Harold gets 4, 2 for Johnny Hopkins, Michael Leidenfrost 7, Nick Shaw scored 1, And playing but not scoring were Jesse Marshak had two as well. Alex Wilson, Robert Schaefer, Brent Schilling, and Jared Prokot. It was 36-35 Lakers at the break after Michael Leidenfrost's three-pointer at the buzzer brought us to within one. And then Pierce with possession to start the half. Ben Harold scored and Pierce took a one-point lead, but that was it. Lakers scored on their next possession and they never looked back, stretching this one out to a victory. 73-55. Final thoughts from Howard Lake right after this.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshak Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshak Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, Lakers tonight stretch it out in the second half, win by 18, 73-55, head coach Joe Call. And coach, this is one that just kept slipping away. You couldn't find a way to get the brakes on.
Yeah, you try to think about what to tell your team after a game like this where you're down by one at halftime and then you get blown out the second half. Yeah. I guess what are the messages is no excuses, whether it's from the coaching staff or players. We just got to go out there and do it. And, you know, it's tough. I think it has to do with culture, with the program right now, and that's something we're trying to change. You get in those close games, we showed that we could play with this team first half, and then all of a sudden, well, maybe we're not supposed to win this game. You know, and we gotta eliminate that. And it's a mindset thing. And you just got to go out there and say, you know what, we need to find a way to win this game. And it comes down to the players going out there and getting the job done and somebody stepping up.
If you play that first half like you do the second half, who knows? That was about as fun a first half, I think, as we've seen all year. But, boy, you know, that's not the way the game of basketball is. There's two 18-minute halves.
Yeah, no doubt. And give credit to them. They hit a lot of shots, especially that first half. I don't know what it is, but a lot of teams that we play, they shoot a high percentage from the field, and maybe that's because our defense isn't out there, you know, defending it. But, you know, that first half, we wanted to go 1-3-1 and see what we could do with that, maybe, you know, force some turnovers and get some points in transition. But, just the tail two halves, that's for sure.
The good news is that you got a nice ride home on a warm bus. It's a long ride, so a nice coach bus ride home. Coach, we'll see you against BBE next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Coach calling the Pioneers here as, just a matter of not being able to get stops in the second half. Pioneers actually had a lead in the second half after Harold scored on the first possession to put us up 38-37, but that was it. Lakers went on to win by 18 tonight, 73-55. Coming up tomorrow night, it's alumni night for the Piers wrestling team. Long Prairie Gray Eagle Browerville is in town. JV matches will start at about 6 o'clock, depending on how many of those are. It's a very good Long Prairie Gray Eagle Browerville squad coming to Piers tomorrow night. Alumni night, let's see a lot of former Pioneer wrestlers in attendance there. We'll be broadcasting that for you from the Memorial Athletic Center tomorrow. Again, your final from Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. Lakers win 73-55 over the Pioneers. Until tomorrow night, back at home, I'm Rick Grammond saying goodnight.